Number 47. The government wanted to put up a big office building in the capital and had to choose an engineering company to do the work. Several big companies wanted the job because it would bring them a lot of money if they could get it. But of course, they couldn't all have it, so the government had to decide which of them should be the lucky one. They therefore appointed a government official to examine the various companies' offers, decide which were the most suitable, and then advise the Minister of Works which of them to choose. After some months, the choice was made, and work was about to begin when one of the companies which hadn't been successful complained to the minister. They said that the official who had been responsible for advising him on the choice of a company to do the work had accepted bribes. The minister at once ordered an inquiry into the whole matter, and after a month had proof that the official had indeed taken bribes. He therefore sent for him and asked for an explanation. The official admitted that he had taken big bribes. "But," he said, "I didn't just take one from the company to which I recommended that you should give the work. I took a bribe from each company to favour it in my choice of the one to recommend." "Well then," said the minister, "how did you finally make your choice? Did you choose the one that gave you the biggest bribe?"
"Certainly not, sir," answered the official, deeply hurt that the minister should accuse him of such dishonesty. "I was very careful to take exactly the same bribe from each of the companies that were trying to get the job."
"Then how did you choose?" asked the minister.
"As an honest government official," answered the man, "I chose the company that I thought would do the work best and most cheaply, of course."
One. What did the government want to put up at the beginning of this story? Two. Why did several big companies want the job? Three. What did the government have to decide? Four. What was a government official appointed to do? Five. What happened when work was about to begin? Six. What did they say? Seven. Why did the minister send for the official and ask for an explanation? Eight. How had the official taken bribes? Nine. What did the minister say when he heard this? Ten. How did the man answer the minister's question?